Hey, what's happening, man? It's me, Josh O'Brien, and this podcast has Daniel Vokey. Now, Daniel Vokey is one of the most miserable pieces of shit I've ever fucking met in my... I'm totally kidding. I love Dan Vokey. Good people. Makes the best homemade pizza I've ever had in my life, and that is not an exaggeration. And some of the things that are said in the beginning of this podcast might be offensive to some, but, you know, it's all meant for fucking jokes, and if you take it the wrong way, that's not my fault. It wasn't meant that way. So... anyways, I hope you guys enjoy this, and I just got off a long road trip from California to the East Coast and back, and it was great, and I'll post that podcast later, but man, thanks for tuning in and checking out the show. Happy fucking New Year. I know we're a week into it. 2021's already fucking batshit crazy, just like the rest of them, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, yeah, let's just cue that CB intro song. All right, let's do that. Scripted is your name. That's usually how it works.
Okay.
Comfortable?
I'm very comfortable.
Just gotta make sure you talk into the thing, because like everybody doesn't ever want to talk into microphones.
Talking into the microphone.
This is the Marty Yang podcast. And then he's like, maybe I should talk into this.
Why sounds like such a douche when I'm listening to him?
Yeah, because
you're not recording this, are you?
Yeah, it's recording right now.
Oh.
Well, it's fine. I'll edit this part out.
Oh, well, he's a hero in my eyes. As far as I'm concerned,
okay, we'll leave that part in.
He should cross.
Yeah. He's got the Purple Heart. He's got everything else, man.
He could do a little upgrade. All the Purple Heart shows is that you were standing
the Purple
in the wrong
Heart's
place.
The worst fucking metal you can get.
That's like, I'm an idiot. What am I doing here?
Yeah.
That's the Enemy Marksmanship Award.
Yeah, the only problem is they don't get it. What if, like, when they did give you a Purple Heart, they had the opposite? They got the Red Heart.
What they should do is mail the Purple Heart to the guy that shot you.
Right.
Here's your medal.
So deleting that before I put it on. I don't know. I think this will be like the after credits. Like when the credits roll, this will be like the...
I only say that because I didn't have to have morphine shoved into my arm. So.
No, I only say that because I would like to have morphine shoved into my arm sometimes.
Well, you know, there are those things.
Oh, shit. Well, you good?
We're good. All right.
Friends, fans, followers, leaders, and true believers, I am here with...
BU3 non-SKUs qualified Dan Vokey.
Yeah, which means petty officer, third class, United States Navy, not warfare qualified. Who cares?
I don't care.
You know, I obviously.
I think most people that knew me in the CBs knew I didn't care.
Yeah, that was the thing. Yeah, man, but we served together. We're in Naval Mobile Construction Battalion 4, the 4.
Yes, Delta Company.
Fabulous 4. We did Atsugi, Japan together.
Yes, we did, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yep,
yeah.
So end of podcast.
That was cool. Thanks for coming in.
I'm glad you made it all the way to my porch.
I know, man. I'll tell you what, though. dude, the pizza was worth the whole drive.
Yeah.
The rest
and
of the podcast
the $15 oil change.
Yeah, too. Oh, my God. Yeah. The podcast at this point is null and void. Nobody gives a shit.
Nobody.
They already stopped listening. But for those that still did,
dude,
just to let you guys know, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm over here at Mr. Dan Vokey's backyard, non-SKUs qualified. Hmm. It's okay because he doesn't need to dig fighting positions in his backyard anyway.
It's all sand.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know what? It's
covered in grass. It's sand covered in grass.
This would be where are we at? Tampa, Florida? Outside Tampa?
We're in Tampa Bay area.
Outside Tampa.
Greater Tampa Bay area.
Yeah. And since they don't have their own fucking pizza here, Dan decides to make his own.
Yes. Very Italian-style pizza made by a German, Scottish-Irishman.
That's cool, man. Yes. Sounds like a good liquor collection as well.
I don't have any liquor. Most people would not believe that.
Italian, German.
I'm not Italian.
Italian, German, Irish, you know, so that means you got some schnapps with Jameson.
I grew up on schnapps for sure.
Hell yeah, man. So what years, where are you from originally?
I'm from Boston originally.
Boston, like the city?
I grew up in the North Shore of Massachusetts in Greater Boston.
Right.
Yep.
And then as soon as I said that, the accent comes out.
From Greater Boston.
There you go.
That whole area. not where those pussies, what's his name, Matt Damon is from, and Ben Affleck and Casey Affleck, they're from Cambridge.
Oh, okay.
Very pretty over there.
I don't know where Situate is, but I live with a girl that's, we split the house down
Situate
the middle.
Situate is a nice town.
She says it's really nice.
Yeah.
And they have one drive-through. I'm like, wow, that's cool.
Drive-through? Like a restaurant?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, well.
You know, that's a drive-through.
Of course it's Dunkin' Donuts.
I remember like a battalion, you and I were talking the other day, and it was like this dude was like a hardcore thug rapper.
Oh, I don't know his name. I wish I did. I would totally call him out. Yeah, he's from, in his rap songs, he's from like the roughest neighborhoods in Boston. And then when you go into his file, he's from Belmont, where all the politicians and lawyers and doctors live in big, giant mansions. So, you know, hardcore.
Yeah, how'd that go down?
Yeah. Well, you know, you might have to drive through some nice paint roads.
Weren't you saying, like, weren't you saying, like, to this dude's like, hey, Voki, what's Belmont like?
Oh, yeah, one of the admin guys, he's like, hey, he's talking about these rough cities. Is Belmont one of them? And I'm like, no. Like, what are you talking about? It's like, I can't afford a shed in Belmont. What are you talking about?
what made you go in the Navy, dude?
My mom was in the Navy, and ten of her brothers and sisters were in the Navy. So it just seemed like maybe I should join the Navy.
Yeah, it's kind of a family tradition at this
point. It was a family tradition, and it was kind of the family tradition to basically fuck up your Navy career, too, and get out early. Yeah, I followed right in line with that.
Yeah. How long did you end up doing, man?
I did almost my full enlistment. I got a general under honorable conditions.
For what?
For drinking a lot.
Who would ever do that in the Navy?
I don't even know why they assumed I was doing that.
Who would drink in
because
the
most
Navy?
Of the people I served with knew that I was the guy that went to church on Sunday.
Right. I would have thought that you would
have. I preached sobriety. You know. We did an deployment together.
Yes, sir.
And I was always like, Josh, that booze, it's the devil's
sauce.
Yeah,
man. Stay away from that. Stay away from that Okinawa iced tea.
No, I got into a fight and after a few drinks. And some really stupid behavior, and that was just kind of the tipping point where I ended up on liberty risk for most of the deployment, then on restriction for the rest of the deployment, and then I had to go to alcohol rehab, which I really fucked that up, and I ended up failing alcohol rehab for playing practical jokes on a Marine, and that was it. They out like that. Automatic discharge.
So, like, where were you? Like, main body, like Okinawa?
That was my last deployment. That was in Spain.
Spain.
Yeah.
Still, lucky bastard, you got to go to Spain.
I know.
You know? Like, yeah, they kicked me out, but I still had a good vacation.
You asked me earlier, are there things you're not going to talk about?
Yeah.
I think Spain might be one of those things.
Okay.
I mean, on base is fine. Off base, eh.
Why, what's so...
I think you know.
Oh, okay. Actually, no, honestly, I don't. That's one thing I really, I thought you were kidding, but you're serious. No, but that's one thing I'm kinda,
I might still be a politician one of these days.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah. You never know. No, but that's one thing, like, Spain, because, like, for those that do know, like, we had Okinawa, Puerto Rico, Guam, and Spain were the main body sites at one point for CVs, and then you had details, which were just satellites. Like, you'd have like Iwakuni, Sasebo, Yokosuka, Atsugi, and like you'd have like the debts.
Dude, what are you talking about? We were Navy SEALs.
Oh, yeah, you may have been.
Don't you remember that?
No. No, yeah, I drank through that entire episode. I drank through the entire thing of SEALs. Never had. I've had Budweiser's, but not one on my shirt.
That's
what I'm saying?
That's true.
But no, like, we'd have like all those. So Spain was one I didn't get to. I did Okinawa, Guam, Puerto Rico, but I never did Spain.
They had a nude beach right on base.
Oh, what?
Yeah, because it was the Spanish Navy's base.
Okay.
And the Admiral had a private beach, and you just had to fill out this little request shit to get a pass to the beach, and there it was.
So what'd you do?
Oh, I avoided that place because it was... because
you're Christian.
Christian.
And you're staying away from the devil's liquor.
Yeah.
Devil's rainwater.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You never want the fucking devil's pee water.
And I was like, Guys, please, I better not catch you filling out one of those request chits. Seriously, don't do it.
Shit. No, but for a little Spain thing?
Spain was awesome. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, cool.
The off-day situation.
Do you want me to just restart this whole thing?
No. We can go into other stuff.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Because I'm like, man, I definitely never, ever, I never want, that's the thing, too, is like, I'm not too long ago, I won't say whose it was, I did an entire fucking podcast with two people that were high as fuck.
Oh.
And then, you know, and at the end it was just like, hey, man, because they were kind of spaced out of it while we were recording, you know, and they're like, hey, man, can we, like, do that again? I'm like, of course.
Yeah, we don't need to do that.
I was like, marijuana might be involved in that one. I pretty much stay close to the sober.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Like, but there was, I mean, if you were on deployment with me, you knew what I was up to.
It had to do with drinking.
Yeah, lots of drinking, lots of that. And, you know, there's so, some magic mushrooms once in a while involved. Oh,
no, never.
Never.
But honestly, I seriously think psilocybin really helps a lot of people out.
I think so. I know there's plenty of studies that prove it, so.
Right. I really wish they would go more in depth, you know, especially with behavior after you get out, you know, I mean, antidepressants, I'm not going to say don't take meds for people. Obviously people do need meds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm never going to say don't do that, but I'm thinking, but I really wish they would explore other options than just cramming people to the point of numbness.
Well, it seems like when I go see my doc over at the VA, and I don't know if it's intentional, but they always want to go high and then go low. Like, let's try it here, and then right. We'll decrease it. Like, how about we start low and then move our way up if necessary?
Yeah.
And that's what I do. And I, you know, I'm still at the very bottom of, like, dosages for whatever it is I'm on,
right?
Because they always give some generic names, so I couldn't even tell you what it is.
Champ, like, hey, well, it's got the Georgie Harriet's. I'm like, oh, yeah. Klonopin. Okay,
yeah, cool,
sure.
The one with the K cut out of the middle. Not that I know why that's there.
No, it's special. It's a special K. Oh man, Boston boot camps, Great Lakes.
Oh yeah.
A school's Gulfport, Mississippi.
You betcha.
When'd you go in?
Oh, like, I enlisted in June 2000, and then I went to boot camp in the summer in June. So it was a nice, warm, basic training in Great Lakes.
Yeah.
And then Gulfport right at the end.
Yeah, it's like where your balls stick to your leg, nice, warm. I went through July 3rd, 1996.
Yeah.
That's the day I showed up in Great Mistakes.
Yeah.
Great
I was
Lakes.
Like a month ahead of you. As far as months go.
only a couple different years.
Yeah, it's funny, too, months because... months and years.
Well, I mean, like, now, because we're in 2020, it doesn't seem that, you know, like, back in, when early in your career, like, 4 years, you know, four months seems like an eternity sometimes.
I remember, like, you're in a year, you're like the salty guy.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, this dude, his uniform's faded. He's a third class. He's been around a little
fucking
bit.
Fucking guy's salty.
Dude, he's in this... He's new. He's been in 6 years, but he was in a different command.
See, construction Minvoki over there. He's been in almost 5 years. Still ain't a petty officer. What's wrong with that guy?
When'd you make third, man?
I made it like right before my last deployment.
Okay, that's why you're going there with that.
Yeah.
Not because I remember. Was Atsugi your first deployment or no?
No, I did the Okinawa deployment before that. That was my first deployment.
Were you in Oki?
Yeah. I was in main body.
When did you show up in the middle of deployment or what?
It was like a month into deployment. So I did almost.
So I was on restriction when you showed up.
I got my ribbon, you son of a bitch. I earned that thing.
No, I must have been on restriction when you showed up. It was like me, Dinius, and fucking Scott Anderson.
There was a couple fleet guys, I think, on restriction.
You know, that was like a little bit. They had some fleet guys with us for a couple days.
Well,
maybe that was it. There were some fleet guys that were with us for a couple days, but then their command said it was inhumane for them to work with CBs.
Well, they were wrong.
It's just inhumane to be a CB sometimes, but to them, but for us, it's just like we got concrete coming at noon. I don't give a fuck, yeah. You know. But no, so I was on restriction, and then I ended up going to. I made second class on restriction, and then I went right after I got off. Did you make that fax?
The Okinawa fax?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
I did
cool.
Jungle Warfare training, too.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So you're there. I was a squad leader. It's like I made second off of the second I got off restriction, they pinned me a second and gave me a squad. I went off Fex, and then right after Fex, then they sent me to Poyang, Korea.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I ended up almost immediately after checking in, they sent me to Schwab.
Oh, there you go. That's
and okay. Once I found out I didn't have to go back to Shields on the weekend, oh. I never went back.
Why would you? No, okay, that's why I didn't see you, because yeah. That's what I was like trying to figure out. I was like, where the fuck were you?
And because then one day they grabbed me and they were like, you're going to go finish the deployment up at Schwab because nice, they need extra dude. People.
And it's like, it's shitty and it sucks that you're there, you know what I mean? Cause, but when you're, a lot of people don't understand that if you're under main body, when you're with main body, that means you're, every eye is on you.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, in a sense, like what the Army would call garrison. You know what I mean? Like, you're kind of with everybody, like, looking at you. And then when you're over in Schwab, which most people be like, fuck that. I would never want to be there. But
dude, it was a blast.
Really?
I mean, we did so much stupid shit. We wrecked an excavator.
Nice.
We would get up early in the morning if we even slept. We would be just hammered. And we would see how far we could drive the equipment out on the reef. Yeah. And half the time we would just stay there. And our chief was so cool. I'm sure he's retired now.
Who was it?
Manapon.
Oh, Manapon.
Dude,
yeah.
That guy would never throw us under the bus. Ever. We did so much dumb shit. We should have been court-martialed. And he was just like, we had some EO1 that was trying to write us up for everything. I forget what his last name was.
That's all right. We don't need that. He wasn't cool.
He was not cool. And he would bring these report shits to Chief Manapon with us, you know, standing there at attention, and Chief would rip them up right in front of me like, you do not put anyone on report on my job site.
No, Manapon was good people, man. Yeah. He was a steelworker too, right?
Yeah.
I believe he was a steelworker.
Dude, he was classic.
Yeah.
He was just like, you're the chief you need in the Navy.
Yeah.
We would steal his pickup truck and take it four-wheeling on the job site, drunk off our asses. And we would show up for PT the next morning. His truck would be covered in fucking mud. And he'd be like, I do not know who did it, but I can assume that it is two individuals from Boston and one from Indiana. And we're just standing there like, I don't know who he's fucking talking about.
How many people were over in Boston on that bet?
Two.
Whoa. Go figure.
And one guy from Indiana, who I won't mention because he's now NSW, still active duty.
Yeah. No, it's cool that a lot of our folks, man, all of our friends that we came up through, I mean, life goes on, and we move on, we do things, and some people are still in there getting after it, you know?
Yeah, they're crusty, man.
Dude, fucking Mike Bonifer's a Master Chief right now. He's kicking ass, dude. I'm so proud of that
guy. I'm still mad at that guy for eating my last taco at Taco Bell in Natsugi.
Oh, that's a little bit.
It was like my last $2. I had drank all of my paycheck away. I'm like, I'm going to at least eat a couple of tacos.
Right.
And I open them up. I put one in my mouth, and then he just reaches over, grabs it, and you know that fat ass. The whole thing went down in one bite.
I was like,
motherfucker.
Well, he is kind of a little bit taller than all of us, too. Yeah. So I went to one of my dudes. He's a CE3. He worked for me in Virginia Beach. And he reenlisted. He was a log suit, logistics support, working with SEAL teams down there, and just got back from a deployment. And I go to his retirement. I go to his reenlistment, and as I'm walking over, there's Mike Bonifer. There's like there's a bunch of people who are non-rates and like third classes and shit. When I was, you know, second class or third or whatever, and it just felt so fucking good. I'm like, holy shit, I came for this, you know, for this dude's reenlistment, and then it's like, this is a fucking, what the hell? This is like a class reunion from back in the day.
That's awesome. I remember like watching guys go through the ranks faster than me, and I was just like, I'm such a bad test taker. How am I ever gonna do it? I got a combat action ribbon and a presidential unit citation.
Well, that's cool because
pushed me right over.
Most people don't have that, so you got that, you know.
Well, the award points were amazing. I didn't even know I had made third.
Right.
And I was riding to Charlie Company in Port Hueneme, and you know, couple of guys that are no longer with us, but they had made third and they knew it, but they wanted to go see the list. So like, we're just going to check the list. Your name's probably on it. I'm like, ah, dude, I never make third.
Right.
It's never going to happen. And as soon as we pull in, the door gets ripped open, and there's Bully, who is, I think, a second down to a third.
Yeah.
And he just starts wailing the snot out of me. He's like, hey, B3, Vokey, wham, wham. And everybody just starts getting in on it. And my uncle, who was a first down to a second, down to a third, back to a second, and then ended in 10 years, he was visiting, and he started beating the crap out of me. Yeah,
he had an accordion career. He's going up and down.
Oh, man. But that's when I found out I made third, which was where I ended. That was my...
Yeah. Well, I mean, where were you before that, though? Like, you said you got a combat action ribbon.
Well, so I did the first deployment to Japan. Then we were supposed to go to Puerto Rico. That got pulled.
Right. And then we did the back-to-back Japan.
I went to Japan. That's where we were ended up in our debt together, which was a little
fucking
rambunctious.
Man, I fucking loved that shit. It was, I think I was in this perfect spot for that as a second class to run that project.
Yeah.
Because you guys were always fucking shit up. And every time anybody wanted to go out there, I'd be like, nah, I think they got it. They got this going. I would always cover fucking, I think it was Weaver. I don't know who it was. Somebody fucking parked vehicles by McDonald's. And then like,
is that Johnson?
I don't remember who it was. I'm not naming names. Somebody fucking did that shit. I'm not going to say that he's a Master Chief now or anything like that. But
yeah,
I could
be
totally
we
not
about.
Thinking. It could totally not be him. But anyways, they came down on me for that. And I'm like, oh, it's my fault. I did it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I ended up having to wash vehicles as a second class. It was stupid. So anyways, fucking Atsugi, though. Back to that place.
Dude. That like I think every deployment I made it my mission to just get as stupid as possible.
Right.
And I think I accomplished those missions.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that did that on that deployment.
I don't remember many of them. I remember having alcohol poisoning. Like they had to drag me off the job site because I was just puking. I couldn't stop puking.
Weren't you like the safety guy too for a little bit?
No, never.
No. I think it was, I know who was safety. It wasn't you.
I remember we had this little hut that we built for them to view the prints and stuff.
Yes.
Inside of me and Haim made it.
Right.
And Haim just stayed in there with me while I was vomiting profusely. He's like, I think Dan's sick.
What I thought was funny too is that little hut thing is like there was a gas can and we had a Hilti fucking nail gun.
Yeah.
And we were trying to see if we could hit the gas can with it to make it explode.
I remember the whole hut thing. I forget who suggested it. Somebody came to visit like a command sweep or something where they just come through.
Right.
And, you know, they're visiting all the debts, a debt sweep. And
Debt swing. Yeah, sweep is for piss tests.
You know, I know, plenty I got of you. Those too. But they came through and they were like, oh, we need somewhere that's not windy because our job site was right on the end of the runway there.
Yeah.
And the rain won't get on our stuff and we can observe. So me and Haim spent the whole day in the pouring rain building this thing with handsaws.
Yeah.
The first thing that it gets christened with is me vomiting profusely inside of it.
Wait, was this that PEB? Or was this
the
debris
PEB.
Storage
we,
facility?
We found like a bunch of corrugated steel in a dumpster.
That debris storage facility that was down at the bottom of the hill.
Oh, this is the PEB.
But then you had the PEB. That was the other one. Yep. That was after that project.
Yeah, when they finished, we finished doing all the form work.
Yeah.
And then the concrete pads on the PEB, they moved me down to the debris storage.
There you go.
And I just remember all the practical jokes and stupid shit we did on those job sites. It was fun.
Oh, man.
Filling water balloons with rotten milk and shit. Throwing eggs. Because the PEB was down this big embankment, and the guys from the jobs could stand up on the road. We couldn't even see them, and they would just rain eggs down on us.
Yeah, and then...
And, like, dead fish and shit.
That and then a whole bunch of, like, sunflower seeds and throwing them all over somebody else's project.
Oh, yeah, so the birds would come? I remember Bonifer. I'm not Master Chief, obviously.
Yeah, well, back in SW3 days.
Back in SW3. He's got us on one of those crappy little Japanese... flatbeds, and we're laying in the back.
Yeah,
we got like squirt guns full of. I don't think it was water. We wouldn't be that. We had to be way crueler than that. And we had water balloons and all this kinds of stuff. So the guys think they're getting a lumber.
Yeah.
And we're dropping it off, or Bonifer's dropping it off. As soon as they all start lining up, we just stand up and just start pelting them with water balloons that are full of, like, fish guts and stuff.
I always played dumb, like I didn't know what was going on over there, but I'm seeing videotapes of you guys fucking doing
Monty
Python
everything.
Movies.
We filmed it. We had a whole little sketch crew going, yeah. Sketch comedy thing that we were doing over there. Me and Barba.
Yes.
We both had cameras, and we would do like these multi-angle shots of like just doing stupid stuff. And between each skit, I would get hit in the head with something.
Yeah.
Like legit. Like one time they were trying to tap me. I'm like, nah. Hit me.
Well, the problem was that time frame.
If he bleeds, he bleeds.
If he bleeds, you can kill it. Oh, man. That was the other one, too. No, but CKY2K came out. And then so you had CKY2K was like a little bit before that.
We're passing around
the CKY movies.
Yeah.
Everybody had the skater movies. Like they kept going around.
And I don't think those guys that made that movie had any idea how much of an influence they were on the junior troops or the military.
Right. No, nobody. I mean, because it was just skate videos, you know what I mean? And I was so happy because, like, if you see my room was just full of fucking, between Detroit Red Wings and hockey shit and Thrasher magazine, my entire room was just covered with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Mainly because, like, I didn't want... I won't talk about certain projectiles that happened flying through my room, but there was a girl who, we won't go into it, but anyways.
I do have children right behind that door.
Yeah, we won't talk about, I won't talk about fire hydrants. Man, she was awesome. I do miss certain things about Japan. But anyways, it's a lot easier just to take a poster off the wall and throw it away than actually try to, you know.
Yeah, for sure. But I liked Atsugi. That was one of my favorite deployments.
So it was a train wreck and it was just nonstop fun. Yeah. It was just,
I remember doing mushrooms on base,
right,
with two of the other guys, and we ate way too many, and we're tripping balls. So I was like, all right, we got to get out of the barracks. We don't want to be around all these military guys,
right?
So
So
let's not leave base and go right across the street to the movie theater.
Oh, that's definitely
because there's never
a good idea.
Military personnel.
Nah, never at the movie theater.
So we're hiding up in the balcony where we always brought beers.
Yeah.
It was and we're watching probably the best comedy I've ever seen with Robert Redford. It was The Last Castle. Hilarious movie, and we are hysterically laughing at the screen. There is nothing funny about this movie, and we are falling apart because we are tripping so fucking hard. And I'm like, at least we're in the balcony and there's nobody from our command. And I turn my head and there's Lieutenant, there's Master Chief Frederick, there's Chief Tucker. Everybody is in the balcony. God. And I'm like, I just grabbed him like, we gotta get the fuck out of here right now.
So you guys bolt like
we
right
bolted
then?
Hardcore. Oh, we ended up out in town watching all the pretty lights.
Yeah, they're out, man. And that was a cool thing. You could go right out the gate.
Oh, yeah.
You're right in downtown Atsugi.
It was awesome.
It wasn't like you had to go far to be out in town.
But we always did.
Yeah.
We'd walk straight through downtown and go to that train station.
Yeah, you hit that train station, go anywhere you want. But
we'd buy a pizza off that little guy with the push cart.
Cool. Hell yeah, man. Yeah.
I'd always eat those little sticky dough balls from the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, oh.
You never knew which one you were getting.
I always like that, and then the ginsengs. So, like, the little small bottles of ginseng, because I'd come back, I'd be so fucked up.
I would
come
get
back
those
in.
Super chew highs.
And I knew you guys were always doing some fucked up shit, so I did my best to stay away from you guys. You know what I mean? Because I would be doing it with you guys.
You guys were like a ghost. You were like a ghost.
I purposely
we
were
obviously
was a ghost.
We were more like monsters because you could see us.
A lot of it too. I was trying to figure out what you guys were doing, so I had to know what to cover for the next day, man.
We were filming something, one of our skits.
Yeah.
And we were in Oscar's room, and you and I don't know if we had some sort of disagreement with something, but you ended up started choking me.
Really?
And then I punched you in the balls, and then we started screaming at each other, and then they made you leave. But right after you left, someone called the watch standers downstairs. So the chief of the watch just walks in, and starts screaming at us.
Yeah.
And I'm getting lippy with them because he's just trash talking CBs. That's all he came up
with. Yeah.
So finally he leaves. We're like, all right, we'll turn the music down. Fine, whatever. And then music goes right back up. And I start pretending I'm him. I'm like, I'm senior chief, blow, blow, blow. I'm a big old dick face. Look at me. I'm a cocksucker. So everybody starts getting real quiet after the laugh, and I'm like, I bet the dickhead's standing right behind me, huh? There he was.
That's hilarious, man.
And then he pulls us out into the hallway, and he starts poking me in the chest, talking all this trash. He's like, in my day, I'd beat your ass and all that. I was like, you poke me again, I'm going to snap that finger right off your fucking hand. And he's just like, you can't talk to me like that. I'm a chief. I'm like, you just assaulted me in front of witnesses.
Yeah.
Like, if you knew anything about me, you'd realize how fucking lucky you are right now.
That's, oh, man. I miss those days, too, like, because you could just scrap, and it'd be like, that's it, and it's over with. And then, you know, the cool thing is after that, I bet you and I got along fine.
Yeah, we were fine.
Because, like, yeah, I always...
Dude, I got punched by everybody.
Yeah, you had it coming.
Yeah, well,
I don't know what that day was, but I think it was.
I did. I had it coming.
I don't know what it was, but I'm sure if for me to get mad.
Yep. I mean, I could not break out of your chokehold.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, all right, just start up cutting in the balls.
No, that's you know what though? That's what. That's seriously. That's like my thing. Like all right. Dude, I was in Puerto Rico, and I'm sure people are listening to the story have heard this before, but when I was in Puerto Rico, I got into it with Don's Lighthouse, is Don's Fight House, we used to call it. It was a Navy SEAL bar. And this is like pre 9/11, so it was, you know, we're fucking just talking trash. Good friends. We got along great. We'd fight, though. You know what I mean? And I had to call them overpaid crybabies and, you know, just shit talk, typical shit talk.
Yeah.
And this one dude, I start choking him, and I put him out. I kept punching him in the fucking nose, and I was choking him. But the reason why I was choking so hard, because I know the second this dude got a hold of me, he would, like, rip me in half like the Incredible Hulk and throw me half of me over here, and then my Logan claws are going the other way. You know what I'm saying? So that was that. That's my thing, is I could just...
Yeah, better off putting him to sleep.
My thing is putting people to sleep. And that's funny. You punched me in the balls, dude.
But... from that moment on, we had an issue with the people that stood watch in that barracks.
Oh.
And they started calling the MAs on us all the time.
Yeah, I remember them coming through
well,
a couple times.
That was a wild situation. So a lot of our guys from the debt were in that little break room they had in there.
Yeah, I used to teach excuse classes in there.
Yeah, and they were just hanging out, playing cards and stuff. But me and Oscar, we shared a bathroom. But both of our windows would go to the outside on the second floor. There was this little roof that went over the entrance.
You could walk
across it and go into the break area.
Yeah.
And we were playing music just the way we normally did. It was before curfew hours. And all of a sudden, MAs are pounding on our doors. So we're like, okay, we'll turn it down. And then they go away. And we put our music back up. Next thing you know, I look out the peephole, and they're all gunned up. They're pounding on the door again. I'm like, they're all gunned up, man.
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck? So we all went out the window from both rooms and went into the break area, the lounge, and they kicked our doors in, broke the chains off, all gunned up over music. And all of a sudden, they come into the lounge area. They're like, have you seen the guys that are in this room and this room? And we were the ones. We're like, oh, that's crazy. Who? There's CBs? Man.
Bad news.
That's crazy.
I remember lighting one of them up. It was like some like, are you fucking kidding? Because there's three of us, second classes were on that floor, and then the first classes were on the first floor. And we were on the second floor, right? So I remember them coming through. I'm like, can you just fucking leave these guys alone? They're not like fucking doing anything. And I went off on them. I'm like, if there's anything, come to me.
Yeah.
And I'll fucking take care of this shit.
But we ended up, they canceled our key cards, so we couldn't get back in to our rooms.
Nice.
So we had to go down to the quarter deck and be like, hey, can you turn our keys back on? And they're like, you're the guys. You need to wait right here. And then the MAs come back, just two of them this time.
Yeah.
And they're talking to us. They're like, hey, we sorry, but we got to get your who's your Master Chief? We're like, oh, it's Master Chief Frederick.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
over in,
he's cool, he's
in,
actually.
He's
yeah.
in Mount Fuji. And they're like, well, we got to get him. I was like, well, he's not here. Right. He is our debt Master Chief, but, you know, our regular chief's here. You can talk to him. And he goes, no, we better get him. I was like, look, I don't know how you guys do it where you're from, but we try to deal with things at the lowest level. I'm being like prison lawyer.
Yeah, totally.
And the chief guy's there. He's mad. He's screaming at the MAs to do something about it.
Yeah,
and we're all
two first classes that were still here.
Johnson yeah. and Barba and a few of us are all sitting down on in the lounge in the first floor, seeing what's going on. And I'm just sitting there talking like I'm a lawyer. And I was like, so what's going to happen is you're going to call our Master Chief. He's going to drive all the way from Fuji to come here to deal with this. He's probably not going to get mad at us because we're just doing what CBs do. He's going to rip your fucking head off. And then he's going to talk to your Master Chief and want to know what your fucking problem is. And he goes, you know, maybe we just talk to your chief. And Tucker comes out.
Yeah.
He's like, he's already had like a whole bottle of Seagulls.
Because those two were just first classes, you know what I mean?
But he was like a chief selector at some point.
No, not that deployment, man. No. Not that deployment. Not right. Natsugi.
Okay.
No.
He's the one that came out and talked to him. And then he goes, the MAs were like, just give them their keys back. And this chief of the watch is like, what the fuck is going on here?
Because results wouldn't come back, you know, until like, you know, fucking months after we got back from that deployment. Because we were there in the winter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he took the exam
My
in
only
January.
Cold deployment.
No, but he took that chief's exam in that January and he fucking made it that year, which is cool. And I think a lot of it helped him do it was because he was ops on that. You know, and then I'd have to sit down with him and then. This isn't going to work. And I'm like, well, these are the numbers. He's like, well, I'm going to fix these numbers. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
He's like, are these numbers okay? I'm like, I don't know. Are they okay? He's like, these are going to be okay. I was like, those numbers look okay to me. And that's what he'd put up. And if they left us alone and we're doing our job, who gives a fuck?
I know. I think things didn't get really crazy until like after 9/11. And then training just ramped up, especially in the home port. I mean, if you weren't in a class, they'd have you out there doing like vehicle drills right out on the friggin' tarmac.
Yeah.
Where you did your where you mustered in the morning. We were doing shit like that, like nonstop.
Yeah, because this is pre 9/11. This is a lot. This was post 9/11. Like right after 9/11, which was crazy because, like, right after 9/11, and we're going to fucking the nice Japan.
I thought we were going to get attached to Marines or something in Afghanistan.
Well, we had the Afghan stuff, and a lot of people don't realize we had a lot of shit going down in the Philippines, too.
Yes, we remember?
We had to send
that EO.
Yeah, that guy. We had to send that guy out of all the
biggest dirtbag we had. I mean, we were lucky to get rid of him.
I mean, they did us a favor.
Yeah. Remember the number of fried chicken buckets he had in his room?
Dude, I don't know, but I'm telling
you. I remember his name. Can I say it?
No, we can't say his name. I don't want to say his name because, like, I think if we say his name at this time or if we say it three times, we'll get diabetes.
or high cholesterol. Oh my God.
But I will say thanks. I had his NHL video game. I don't, you know, so that part was cool. No, I mean, he was a nice guy.
He thought if you ate the same thing every meal, every day, that was a healthy diet. So he chose Popeyes.
Oh, yeah. and I'm not going to lie. but the thing is, I worked out a lot. You know what I mean? So, like, I had the same diet, but I was 20-something. My metabolism was good, but I worked out a lot.
I hit the gym every night.
So I did.
When I was on that deployment. Because I thought we were going to deploy to a combat zone at any point.
I didn't. Yeah, I thought, you always want to be mission ready and get ready to go. And then, you know, so I'm fucking just, you know, doing some MMA type shit and fucking doing my little workouts here and there. That was that.
Yeah. I used to go with Bonifer.
But I would eat a lot of
And then I got too
fucking
tough for him, and he quit. Mm-hmm. He quit.
Oh, what? Doing what, MMA?
No, lifting weights with me.
Oh, Popeye's chicken?
No. Well, he never gave that up.
Yeah, sure. Go see his fat ass. No, I'm just kidding. He don't look like. I'm just talking shit.
Mike.
Fucking love Mike Bonifer. Yeah. Dude, I'm so proud of that motherfucker.
I can't believe he's a Master
Chief. Dude, he's so badass, dude.
Yeah.
And the good thing is he's one of those people that didn't forget where he came from.
Yep.
And that's what's so important when you see people that did not forget what it's like. You know what I'm saying? So two things. If you're fucked up, he's going to tell you you're fucked up. But if you're fucked up and you just did normal shit, it's like, look, we get it. We all fuck up. That's part of life. You know, and that's where he's at right now. So that's cool, man. He's kicking ass. He's doing good stuff, you know, so. We got the kiddos are waving at us and stuff. Or
they're trying to distract us.
What's that thing that he's got, he's wearing right now?
He's got an Oculus gaming system.
Okay.
It is absolutely incredible.
By the way, we're not sponsored.
It's the closest thing to real combat that I've ever experienced in my life.
We're not sponsored by them yet, but I'll tell you what, I'll take an Oculus, sponsorship. But no, that's cool, man. Yeah, do you see like the little grids and like all this other weird shit?
You set up a grid,
yeah,
and you play inside that grid. And if you move out of the grid, it immediately lets you know, like your whole visual aspect changes.
Oh, dude,
You're
selling me on this. How much do they cost?
For the one we have, it's like $400.
Oh wow!
But the games are dirt cheap.
Yeah, that's probably why it's worthwhile. Yeah, I'll probably have to get one of those soon, because like I'm waiting at least another year for the Xboxes.
I think it has a hockey game. It has a hockey game.
Hockey game. You got your Bruins.
You get your Bruins. You
got
your,
the Red Wings.
You get
my Red Wings.
Here
we got the Bolts from Tampa Bay.
Oh yeah, Tampa Bay. I forgot about them.
Yeah, I used to work for them. I used to work for the Norfolk Admirals for like 3 years. We won the Calder Cup.
I literally just told you everything I knew about hockey.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Moving right along, back to Atsugi.
Well, I think we covered most of Atsugi. I mean, there was a lot more dumb stuff that happened there.
So much fun, though, man.
I remember we would definitely... I remember, what was it, the Shitty Kitty came in.
Right, yeah,
and
yeah.
We had some run-ins with some of those guys.
Well, the Kitty Hawk would be down in Yokosuka, but their Air Wing was with us.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, because we were in Atsugi, so that means, you know, like, their aviation people, they would come back to, like, Atsugi. Yeah, so we'd have to deal with them.
Now, I remember a couple of those guys, those fleet guys,
yeah,
got into it with one of our, I think he was a CE, one of our guys on our debt. And
the one from New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they kind of surrounded them, and it just happened to be when everybody was, like, we just got back from a concrete pour.
Yeah.
And we're all filthy, sweaty, and we go out on the balcony for a smoke and a drink, and we're like, hey, you all right up there? And they all just turn around, and then they just look at us, and they just start walking away.
I know what you're talking about. He's a UT. I think.
No, it wasn't him.
Oh, okay.
No,
cool.
No.
Yeah, because I could see that one. Fuck it, Southwick, dude. You can totally see Southwick just like lighting people up. Hey, get away from me, you mother, because he's from.
Like, if you people are like, hey, where's Southwick? Be like, did you look on the floor?
Oh man, that dude knew his shit though, man.
Yeah, he was
I love
a good
that guy.
Guy,
man.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he dished it out, but you could take it. You know, that's the cool thing is that he dished a lot out, but you could take it too.
Oh yeah, I remember he would. Let's just say Haim had a problem with male nudity. And
the guy who loved wrestling so much.
Yeah, and he ended up moving in with Southwick, and I think it was all done by design. And Southwick would just walk around in the room butt-ass naked. He would air dry while Jim's playing video games. He'd be like, oh,
hey,
you play video
what
games?
What are you doing? Hey. Oh, this looks like a fun game to play. Well, no, Haim had like was like one of the only people that had this is like when the internet became a thing. It was when people were just like starting to understand.
I didn't even know how to use a computer while I was in the military.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is like when, and he was like the first person to have chat or messenger. And then like next thing you know, you just see this. He's like the Joker mouth, like, ha, 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 coming all over. And he's like, oh, no, I got a virus. It's like,
do you not know how to wrap it up?
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, dude, you got an STD for your computer? What the hell? He's like, no, man, they sent a virus on me and blah, blah, blah.
They're trying to tell me to hurry up. And
they're like, we have questions to ask the guy. We got Marvel questions.
Oh, I
got
to make their pizza.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Should we wrap this up soon or what?
If you want to pause it real quick.
Totally, yeah, I can pause it quick. Yeah. And I totally hit the. And we're back, man. That's the cool thing about being. Well, actually, let me rephrase that. That's the bad thing about being good at your job. Everybody calls you to do it, like making fucking pizza at home.
Well, you know, it's good pizza.
Yeah. Well, dude, I'm all like, bro, make me at least two more before I go.
I know. I, if. If I would have planned ahead, I would have just froze some dough balls for you.
Oh, dude, there you go. It's all good, because I'd have to eat these dough balls all the way from here to L.A. So, you know, I'm in Florida.
Yeah.
California's a little bit of a drive yet.
I've heard that about geography.
Yeah, it's crazy. Point A to point B, straight line. There's no straight line.
I think we were talking about Atsugi. Yeah, I think we pretty much covered
wrapping
that
up.
Shit.
Atsugi was a train wreck, but a fun alcoholic
a fun train wreck where we accomplished almost what we went out to accomplish.
You know, the best part is we accomplished more than we went to. As far as we went there to do construction.
We did construction.
We kicked ass.
Yes.
We turned up quality projects over. This is about being without being a smartass. We fucking did our job. We kicked ass, dude.
Yes.
And we also got fucked up. Yep. And I did so good at just being a ghost.
Yeah. You were like, where's that? We said, he's a second class petty officer. And his name was something O'Brien.
God damn right, man. I knew where you guys were. And I'm like, poof, I am not there.
We would randomly see you in a hallway. And we're like, oh, there, he's alive. He's alive. We might see him tomorrow morning.
Dude.
But from that deployment, another home port, where I did basically the same amount of dumb shit that I would do on any deployment in the country.
Yeah, just the United States side.
Yeah. And then from there, it was Iraq.
So what part did you go?
I was there for the invasion in 2003.
Okay.
So it was just kind of, we went to Kuwait. We thought for the most part we were just going to be putting up camps for, you know, the rear people, the rear echelon guys.
Right.
And then they grabbed probably a platoon's worth of us, said we had to build bridges in Iraq.
Yeah.
Air debt got bogged down in Turkey. They wouldn't let them over the border. So we went, got a crash course on making the Maybe Johnson bridges. And then within just a few days, we were pushing over.
A lot of people don't realize, you know, CBs were the first part in, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it was a wild experience. You know, you're talking some of the most rambunctious guys in our battalion. Because supposedly the elite of the elite, what I was told by a lieutenant at one point.
Right.
When he denied me my request to be an air cadet because I didn't have a SKUs pin. They couldn't go. So they grab basically all the guys that would get in the bar fights.
Yeah.
And get in the most trouble. And they were like, we need you. B team, you're going.
I found that those guys, the ones that like, honestly, I'd rather have those guys than the elite of the elite any day.
Because hands down.
Yeah, because usually the fucking elite of the elite are paper tigers.
Yeah.
No offense, but when it comes to that kind of shit, and it's true, it's sad. I mean, now it's changed. The monsters, it's a whole new monster, but back then it was like the elite of the elite really wasn't that elite. It's the people that fucking that just needed a little bit of ownership of what they were doing. That went a long way. Just if they could believe in themselves and what they were doing.
Yep.
Oh, if they're going to fight in a bar for themselves, they're going to cover your fucking ass.
Yep.
If you're covering for them.
But yeah, we pushed over to the Kuwait border, and you know, it was just one of those strangest experiences when they told us to go over, and you cross that border, and all these guys that would normally be loud and crazy and out of control, it's just dead quiet.
Yeah.
Everybody's just trapped in their head. I know I was. I just thinking of all the crazy scenarios of like, what the fuck? And it sounds like thunder and lightning outside, and you realize it's like warheads blowing up. And you could see the flashes in the far-off distance where the Marines were, and you're like, God damn it, what the fuck did I do with my life?
So you're basically building these bridges. These guys are coming through, or you're going in with these guys?
We were going in. Well, the Marines were way up ahead of us as far as the convoy's concerned.
Right.
So they were pretty much clearing everything out as we got to it. We never engaged any combatants. I know our CB recon team engaged
guys,
in quite a bit of combat.
Yeah, those guys were in a lot of shit.
Those guys were getting shot up a lot, so I don't want to take anything away from those guys.
Right, right.
They just had a different job than us.
Right.
You know, they were forward a lot, and my hat's off to those guys.
Yeah.
And but we didn't really encounter too much craziness until we got to our Baghdad site, and that was pandemonium.
Right.
You know when you're going up a bridge, and there's those embankments right on the side. That's where our camp was, on that embankment.
Yeah.
In the middle of freaking Baghdad. All of our tents, all of our shit's right there in the wide open. And we have this small little perimeter around it. And literally the streets are just covered in mines that are white. They're just there for you to see.
Right.
And the Marines kind of just pushed them all to one side of the road. And we had some idiot civilian, even though we put signs up everywhere, drove into it in the middle of the night.
Oh, they're just saying that. They're just saying that.
Yeah. But, and I think at one point during that job site, somebody had thrown a grenade into the camp. Because yeah. It was so hard to maintain proper security. I mean, we all did our best, but there's thousands of people trying to get back in the city over the bridge we're trying to build.
Yeah, and this is, we just clearing the fucking area.
Yeah.
And the hard thing is, too, is like who actually belongs here or who's actually sneaking in here.
Yeah.
That's the other part.
And that's that bridge we did there, that's the one we got the puck and the combat action ribbon
okay.
for. They said it was EOD, but it was very clear. You know, EOD doesn't walk in a target.
Right.
And we were there was one day we just got pounded by artillery. It was just a few rounds, but they were big fucking rounds.
All it takes is one?
Yeah.
You know?
And two of them were on one side of the river away from us. And then the last one, I don't know if the Marines had fired a mortar over towards wherever it was coming from, but the last one went way over us on our side of the river. But it hit on the other side of the bridge. It never even hit us. It was just like one of those, holy fucking. And then the whole thing. During the whole situation, I look over, there's a damn cow on fire, like, right next to me, like, oh, that's a new thing in my life.
Ground beef, dead horse. No.
Yeah. I can't believe this is where I'm turning 21. Great. Or 22. I think I turned 22 over
22,
there.
Yeah, because 20, like, 20 is drinking age in Okinawa.
Yeah, I turned Japan. 20 in Okinawa, my first deployment.
Yeah.
21 in Atsugi. We had a big party. Where I go, I had they called it the Voki Disappearing Act, where I would get so hammered I didn't want to drink anymore, and I would just leave without telling anybody.
He's just sleeping somewhere.
Yeah. But after the bridges were done, we set up a camp, called it Camp Hope.
And yeah.
A couple of guys, I don't know who they were, I think they put less at the end of it.
Hopeless. Yeah.
And, that was a shit camp. It was shit. Most of it was an old Iraqi camp.
Right.
And there was still rooms loaded with bombs that had never been cleared out. We would just tell new guys, like, yeah, don't mess with doors. They're rigged to explode. We're not going to fuck with it. You don't fuck with it.
They're like, oh, it's that new guy. He knows everything. Let him go. We're trying to get a new builder in here. All right, let him go.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, from Hopeless, that was kind of like the last place we just stayed there.
Right.
It was the first part of Baghdad was that one bridge, and then we did a double bridge where we stayed in an old soccer field.
Okay.
And you've probably seen pictures of that if you know your history on Task Force Mike, and a lot of photos were taken of that camp. That was probably the nicest. That was nicer than Hopeless.
Right.
And it was green, like, grass. You know?
In a soccer field. And
yeah.
A lot of people don't realize, when they think Iraq, they just think of this fucking desert and sand and like what they see, and they don't realize it. You know, some places when you're, yeah, you got the Euphrates River, which has got beautiful agriculture around
Gorgeous.
It. And you know, you have all these different areas of Iraq where, like, soccer fields obviously have to have grass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that initial push in, there was nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, we're only going like 4 miles an hour.
Right.
But it's just like days of just sand as far as you can see. And then you, all of a sudden, you're in Baghdad. Like, I'm in Baghdad, and there's all these trees, and there's all this, you know, architecture and stuff.
Statues. And all kinds of,
And there's buildings and people, and you're like, whoa, where did all this shit come from?
No shit, man.
But, yeah, we didn't, I mean, there were definitely guys that had it a lot worse than us. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I think any of these deployments that you can come back from, you know what I mean? That's like, you know, there's people that weren't as lucky, you know what I mean?
It's just, after that, you know, another home port, and then off to Spain. That was my last deployment, and that was a tough deployment. We had guys all over the world on that deployment,
right?
And we lost Eric,
right?
And there was Gaspar. We lost Gaspar over in Spain, and Carrick Adams. We lost in. One of those crappy European countries, Albania. And then when we got back to home port, I wasn't there very long, and then I had already been discharged because of my stupid shit that I did.
Right,
failing
right.
Failing alcohol rehab. And one of my really good buddies, Mike Stramello, he got killed in a car accident. So that whole last year was just a shit show. And now we're still losing guys.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Well, that's the fucked up thing is, like, I know more people now from that died from suicides than that died from actual, you know, combat. And that's counting the Marines I've worked with and, you know, SEALs and all that other stuff. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people talk about Jocko and those guys. And it's like, man, they lost some guys, you know, fucking Mark Lee and Munzer and shit, Biggles and. They lost some really good people, you know what I'm saying, and it sucks, Mikey. That, you know, but and those are the only people that get highlight, you know what I mean? Which they're heroes.
They are.
I'm not saying anything.
Their jobs.
Not taking anything away from it.
A lot harder than ours, but we all have a job to do.
But it sucks that, you know, we lost those guys and they're highlight, but the people that don't get highlight are. The suicides. The people they come back and they still don't survive. You know.
Well, I think the most. Often question I'm asked is, okay, what the fuck is a CB?
Yeah, I love it.
Are you like a SEAL? Like, no.
No.
Not even a little.
No. All right, so here's the thing. I have a whole joke bit about it. Like, here's the thing. CBs, all right, SEALs, they're surfers with machine guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the rock stars.
Yeah, we're the models.
We're the roadie, you know?
I never even looked at us like that. It's like, we're just a bunch of dirty guys. Dirty uniforms doing a dirty ass job.
Well, and realistically, well, I used to say, and now nobody knows the movie Armageddon. Remember Armageddon?
Yeah.
I used to say it when people knew the movie Armageddon, but for real, like, the military is like NASA, and we're the guys that we go up and we destroy this fucking meteor.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. Yeah. You know, that's literally us. We're the roughnecks.
And now. There might quite possibly be space Seabees.
You never know, man.
They have space Marines now. Did you hear about that?
Space Bees?
Well, no, space Marines. The Marines now have combat groups for outer space.
Okay.
That's a real thing.
Well, they got Space Force.
Uh-huh.
They're Guardians now.
The Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's one of my favorite memes, dude. One of my favorite memes. It's got fucking... drags.
You know,
hi, don't you feel stupid?
There is going to be a Marine whose call sign is Star-Lord floating through outer space to protect.
Going to be?
To protect.
There's probably two right now.
Yeah, I know. Protecting absolutely nothing.
What do you mean you don't know Star-Lord? I have to watch the black pens and also the Pepsi machine in fucking space.
You know... While you're up there, you never got to worry about bullet accountability because they're just floating in front of you.
There you go.
It's right there.
You're like living in the Matrix, man.
Oh, yeah.
Anything if you could go back and tell Mr. Young Vokey, what would you tell yourself?
Don't drink so much. Probably study for your exams and maybe not try to fight your chiefs.
Yeah, well, it worked out good for you though. No matter what, I mean, still,
you got in the government.
Awesome family, you're fucking, you know. And thanks for the pizza, by the way.
You're welcome.
You know, the kiddo's like, hey, he's like, we got to play video games.
We're done.
We're almost done,
buddy.
We're wrapping up, man.
We're wrapping it up.
We're saying good things about you.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, got that going on, and then the post office.
Yeah, 15 how hard years, is it? Post office.
How hard is it to get in if you're a veteran?
It is very easy to get in if you're a veteran.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
you can actually apply while you're on active duty and get hired while you're on active duty. Like towards, like, you know, when your EAOS comes up, terminal leave. We had guys that retired from the Army that were, it's technically still in the Army, who started.
Oh, sweet.
Yep. And then if you stay in, like as a reservist and you get deployed, like, it's kind of better for those guys because you just come in as a part-timer. They work you like a freaking slave. And they're like, oh, going to an deployment, and you come back. By the time you get back, you've already made regular. You got your own route. Someone's just holding it down for you, taking care of it.
Really?
Yeah, you got promoted while you were away on deployment. Yeah.
So basically, even if you're just reservist, even just start off with the post office because then you're going to get a good gig.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's not bad.
All right, well, we better cut this because, man, your kiddo's going to be like cutting you for some pizza here in a second.
I'm getting the dirty looks, the mean mugs.
All right, so where you at? You got social media or Instagram? You want anybody to follow you anywhere?
CBVetBU3, I think, underscore. I don't know.
Something like that.
I'm not very social with the media.
All right. Well, I am.
Silly pictures.
I'm at Josh96 O'Brien. So find me and then find you in my friends or people that's following me or I am following.
And you can also hear me on the great Bob Saget's podcast.
Dude, yeah. Real quick, I guess we'll talk about that. That's fucking awesome. And thank you for the plug on that show.
No problem. I unintentionally just called, left a message to promote your show, to call you, and he calls me because he said, I just seemed way more interesting than you.
Yeah. Oh, if people have been listening to the show for a long time, you're the Vokey. I was like, fuck you, Vokey.
Yeah, I am the guy at the end of this show.
I forgot all about that until right now.
You can keep doing it. It's fine. You can even do it now.
Fuck you, Vokey. You punched me in the nuts. I don't even remember. But...
And Josh O'Brien dyes his hair.
So anyways, what? For all those I follow, thanks for making me a better leader. For all those I led, thanks for making me a better person. And keep your chin up. Never let the bastards get you down. Fuck the balls, house. I won't say that too loud because you got kiddos. And, you know, don't forget Obi loves you. Same with Volky. Volky loves you too.
I love you guys. You're the best.
Fuck yeah. Also some punk rock CB shit. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right.